नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः बहुव्रीहिसमासप्रकरणे द्वितीयः पाठः मार्च् मासस्य द्वितीयः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नव्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरुध्यते। गतवर्गे बहुव्रीहिसमासप्रकरणम् आरब्धम्। तत्र अधिकारसूत्रम् भवति शेषो बहुव्रीहिः। इत आरभ्य अस्यैव पादस्य अष्टाविंशतितमम् सूत्रम् अष्टाविंशतितमसूत्रपर्यन्तम् अधिकारः। प्रायः पञ्चसूत्राणि सन्ति बहुव्रीहिसमासविधायकानि। शेषः उक्तादन्यशेषः इत्युक्तम् यस्य त्रिकस्य नाम यस्याः विभक्तेः विशिष्यसमासः नोक्तः। द्वितीया तृतीया चतुर्थी इत्यादीनाम् सर्वासाम् विभक्तीनाम् समासः उक्तः, किन्तु प्रथमा समस्यते इति विशिष्य प्रथमाविभक्तेः न कश्चित् समासः उक्तः इत्यतः शेषः इत्यनेन प्रथमान्तम् इति स्वीक्रियते। अतः प्रथमान्तमिति बहुव्रीहिः इति च अधिक्रियते। ततः अनेकमन्यपदार्थे इति सूत्रम्। अनेकम् प्रथमान्तम् अन्यपदार्थे समस्यते स बहुव्रीहिः इति सूत्रार्थः। अन्यपदार्थः प्रथमान्तानाम् पदानाम् समासः अन्यपदार्थे इत्यनेन द्वितीयादिविभक्त्यर्थाः स्वीक्रियन्ते। द्वितीयार्थे बहुव्रीहिः यथा प्राप्तोदकः, प्राप्तम् उदकम् यम् सः, यम् इति द्वितीयार्थः समासेन द्योत्यते। प्राप्तोदकः ग्रामः। ऊढः रथः येन सः इति तृतीयाविभक्त्यर्थे समासः। ऊढरथः अनड्वान् वृषभः किमपि भवितुमर्हति। तृतीयार्थ बहुव्रीहिः। एवम् उपहृतः पशुः यस्मै सः, यस्मै इति चतुर्थ्यर्थवाचकः, चतुर्थ्यर्थ बहुव्रीहिः। उद्धृतोदना स्थाली, उद्धृतम् ओदनम् यस्याः सा, यस्याः इति पञ्चमी विभक्तिः, तदर्थः समासेन उच्यते। अतः पञ्चम्यर्थ बहुव्रीहिः। पीतम् अम्बरम् यस्य सः, यस्य इति सम्बन्धार्थः, षष्ठ्यर्थः समासेन उच्यते। ततः वीराः पुरुषाः यस्मिन् सः इति सप्तम्यर्थ बहुव्रीहिः। सर्वेषु अर्थेषु बहुव्रीहिः भवितुमर्हति, प्रथमार्थे तु न। अन्यपदार्थे इति उक्तत्वात् प्रथमार्थे न भवति, व्यधिकरणानामपि न भवति। अनेकम् प्रथमान्तम् समस्यते इत्युक्तम्। अतः यावन्ति पदानि सन्ति समास अवयवभूतानि तानि सर्वाणि प्रथमान्तान्येव इति नियमः। अतः समानाधिकरणानामेव बहुव्रीहिः इति नियमः, सामान्यनियमः। क्वचित् व्यधिकरणानामपि बहुव्रीहिः अङ्गीक्रियते, किन्तु क्वचिदेव। सामान्यतया समानाधिकरणानाम् बहुव्रीहिः इति नियमः। कश्चन प्रश्नः, प्राप्तः क्यान् प्राप्तः उदकः यस्य सः आल्सो बी पासिबल् वित् द सेम् मीनिङ्ग् एस् यम्। फस्ट् थिङ्ग्, इट् इस् नाट् प्राप्तः उदकः, इट् विल् स्टिल् बि प्राप्तम् उदकम् बिकास् उदक इस् नपुंसकलिङ्ग। सो प्राप्तम् उदकम् यस्य सः इस् थियोरेटिकलि पासिबल्, यस्, बिकास् षष्ठी केन् बि यूस्ड् इन् शेष, एण्ड् इफ् यु से इट् इस् जस्ट् अ सम्बन्धार्थ विच् इस् बीङ्ग् कन्वेड् बै द बहुव्रीहि, बट् इस् इट् द सेम् मीनिङ्ग्? नो, बिकास् द मीनिङ्ग् बै कन्वेड् बै षष्ठी इस् नाट् the meaning conveyed by dvitiya. If you are saying gramam udakam prapnoti or gramasya udakam prapnoti, there is a difference in shabdabodha, in what it conveys. In dvitiya it conveys that grama is the karma of the prapti of udaka, that is what I gave the shabdabodha. Udaka kartraka Prapti Karmibhutaha Gramaha. Grama is the karma for the action of Prapti, for which Udaka is the Kartra. That is the meaning which is conveyed when we say Praptam Udakam Yam Saha. Okay, the karma is which what is conveyed by the Diya Vibhakti, which now is given by the Samasa. If you are using Shashti there, it does not indicate that karma. It just indicates some sambandha between that which Udakam Praptam Yasya Ityatra. So, it is technically correct. There is nothing wrong with it, but it will not convey the same meaning. No. Atra bahuni vartikani drashtani etat sutra sambandhani arthata bahuvrihi samasa vidhayakani vartikani athava uttarapada lopa vidhayakani vartikani bahuvrihi samasastu anekamanya padarthe ityanenaiva siddhyati kintu tatra kvachit purvameva samasta padasya anyena saha bahuvrihi samase krute samasta pade uttarapadasya lopaha kvachit vidhiyate vartikaihi pradibhyo dhatu jasya vachyo vacha uttarapada lopaha. Adau pradi samasaha takah bahuvrihi samasaha evam krute pradi samasasya uttarapadam lupyate iti sthitihi prapatita varnaha praparnaha prakrishtam patitam prapatitam iti pradi samasaha prapatitam parnam yasmat saha athava prapatitani parnani yasmat saha iti idanim bahuvrihi samasaha tatra prapatita iti samase uttarapadasya lopaha vikalpena bhavati lope sati praparnaha iti rupam tadabhave prapatita parnaha prapatita parnaha iti samasastu anekamanya padarthe itinenaiva bhavati kintu uttarapada lopa sadhanartham idam vartikam. Evameva nayostyarthanam vachyo vacha uttarapadalopaha. Nai samasaha adau tataha bahuvrihi. Adau nanyaha astyarthaihi samasaha. Asti vidyamanam vartamanam ityadibhihi samasaha. Tataha tasya bahuvrihi anyena. Tada tasya astyarthamasakasya vikalpena lopaha bhavati. Avidyamana putraha aputraha. Avidyamanaha putraha yasya saha. Adau na vidyamanaha avidyamanaha iti nain. Tataha avidyamanaha putraha yasya iti bahuvrihi. Tatra nain thamase uttarapada bhutasya. Vikalpena lopo bhavati. Aputraha iti va avidyamana putraha iti va bhavitam arhati. Avyamana avyayanamcha. Etatu samasa vidhayakameva. So this is purely samasa, not lopa. Avyayanam annehi prathamantehi samasaha bhavati. Kivartham visheshyoktam sadharanataya avyayanam tu anekamanya padarthetya nena siddhyati. Kintu kvachitu avyayanam visheshtarthamasakattam bhavati. Yatha uchchaihi ityasya adhikarana shakti prathanam iti svikriyate. Arthat uchchaihi ityukte uchchasthale athava uchchasvare ityadi saptam yathaha tatra bhasate. Ataha tasya saptam yantataya prathamantanameva bahuvrihi samasaha iti uktatvat tasya samasaha nena vidhiyate uchchaihi mukham yasya saha iti bahuvrihi saptam yupamana purvapadasya uttarapada lopascha punaha uttarapada lopavidhanartham saptami samasaha adau athava upamana vachakasya samasaha arthat karmadharaya upamana vachakasya samasaha karmadharaya iti na shashti samasa upibhavati kintu upamana vachakam bhavet tadrishasya anyena saha bahuvrihi samase krute uttarapada lopaha bhavati kanthe kalaha kantheestha kalaha yasya saha iti bahuvrihi kanthe tishthati iti kantheestha tatra saptami asti upapada samasaha saptamyantam purvapadam kantheestha kalaha yasya iti bahuvrihau krute kala iti ityasya shamyatam stha ityasya lopaha kantheestha ityatra uttarapada bhutasya stha ityasya nityam lopaha. In the previous cases, the lopa was optional. Here, it is compulsory lopa. So, it is kanthe kalaha. You will not have a form as kanthe stha kalaha. Similarly, Ustramukaha. Ustrasya mukham, Ustramukham. Ustramukham, Iva mukham, Yasya saha. Iti bahurihau. Prathamasya mukhashabdasya lopaha. Ustramukaha. Sanghata vikara shashtyashtya uttarapada lopashtya. Words sanghata and vikara. They first undergo shashti samasa and then that comes in a bahurihi. So the sanghata and vikara are deleted. Kesha sanghataha chuda yasya saha. Kesha chudaha. Suvarna vikaraha alankaraha yasya saha suvarna alankaraha. Astikshiradayascha. The words which are told in the astikshiradi gana. So they are all to be treated as bahurihi samasa. Astikshiram yasyasa astikshira iti samasaha. Anyanyapi padani santi. So that is the main sutra which gives Bahuvrihi Samasa, Anekamanya Padarthe and the related Vartikas. So there is a question here about what is the difference between Nishtha and Upasarjanam Purvam. Upasarjanam Purvam ityanakim uchyate Samase yad Upasarjanam tat Purvam Prayojyam. Upasarjanam namakim iti prashte. Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Samasa vidhayaka shastre yat prathama vibhaktya nirdishtam tad upasarjanam bhavati. Yatha dritiya shritadhita patita gatatyasta prapta pannaihi dritiyantam shritadibhihi samasyate. Dritiyantam iti prathama vibhaktihi shritadibhihi iti tritiya vibhaktihi. Tatra prathama nirdishtam nama dritiya iti tasya upasarjana samya bhavati. Samase krute gramam gataha athava gataha gramam ityukte satra dvitiya nirdishtam yadasti grama shabdah tasya purva nipataha grama gataha iti samasah gataha gramam iti vigrahe gramam gataha iti vigrahe va ubhayathapi grama gataha itteva samastam padam upasarjanam purvam ityanena grama shabdasya purva nipataha evameva sarvatra bhavati. Kintu yada bahuvrihi samase agachamaha anekam prathamantam samasyate kena samasyate iti noktam anekam prathamantam prathamanta dvayam samasyate iti svikurmaha tatra ubhayam api prathama nirdishtameva. Any number of words you take in a bahuvrihi samasa will all be prathama nirdishta because the sutra says prathama anekam prathamantam iti shesha iti anavartate. Anekam iti uktatvat yadyadasti tatsarvam api prathama nirdishtameva. Tatha sati kasya purva nipataha iti vaktum na shakyate. Adayeva anyani sutrani santi. Saptami visheshane bahuvrihau. Bahuvrihi samase. Saptamyantam yadi asti tarhi purva nipataha. Visheshanam yadbhavati tasya purva nipataha. Nishtha. Nishthantam yadasti tasya purva nipataha. Adayeva viraha purushaha yasmin. Yatra vira purusha iti samasova, purusha vira iti samasova iti prashnaha. Ubhayam api prathama nirdishtam. Taha upasarjanam purvam ityukte nirnetum na shakyate. Ata eva, visheshanam purvam prayojyam ityuktatvat, vira ityasya purvanipataha, vira purushaha ityeva rupam. Eva meva, praptam udakam yam saha ityukte, tatra, prapta iti nishthantam, kta pratyantam, nishtha, kta ktavatu nishtha. Adha kta pratyantasya purva nipataha. Prapta odakaha ityeva rupam, udakam praptaha iti rupam nabhavati. Any other questions? Gresaramaha Bahuvrihi Vidhayakam Agrimam Sutramasti Sankhya Vyaya Sanna Duradhika Sankhyaha Sankhyeye Avyaya Asanna Adura Adhika Sankhyaha Sankhyaya Samasyante. So these words will combine with a Sankhya. If you look at here, ಸೊ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಆಸನ್ನ ಅದೂರ ಅಧಿಕ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಉಕ್ತತ್ವಾತ್. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ನಿರ್ದಿಷ್ಟ ಸಂಖ್ಯಯಾ ಇತಿ ತೃತೀಯ ನಿರ್ದಿಷ್ಟ. ಅತಃ ಏತೇಷಾಮೇವ ಪೂರ್ವ ನಿಪಾತಃ ಭವತಿ, ಅವ್ಯಯಂ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಭವತಿ. ದಶಸ್ಯ ದಶಾನಾಂ ಸಮೀಪೇ ಯೇ ಸಂತಿ ತೇ ಉಪದಶಾಃ, ಅವ್ಯಯಮೇವ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಪೂರ್ವತ್ರ ಭವತಿ. ಆಸನ್ನಂ ಆಸನ್ನ ವಿಂಶತಿಃ ಯೇಷಾಂ ತೇ ಆಸನ್ನ ವಿಂಶಾಃ. ಅದೂರಾ ತ್ರಿಂಶತ್ ಯೈಹಿ ತೇ ಅಥವಾ ಅದೂರಾಃ ತ್ರಿಂಶತಃ ಇತಿ ಉಕ್ತತಃ. ಅದೂರ ತ್ರಿಂಶಾಃ ಅಧಿಕ ಚತ್ವಾರಿಂಶಾಃ, ಅವ್ಯಯ ಆಸನ್ನ ಅದೂರ ಅಧಿಕ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾಃ, ದ್ವೌ ವಾ ತ್ರಯೋ ವಾ ದ್ವಿತ್ರಾಃ. ಏವಂ ದ್ವಿಗುಣಿತಾದಶ ದ್ವಿದಶಾಃ ಅಥವಾ ದ್ವಿರಾವೃತ್ತಾದಶ ದ್ವಿದಶಾಃ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸ ಬೈ ಸಂಖ್ಯೆಯ ವ್ಯಯಾಸನ್ನ ಅದೂರ ಅಧಿಕ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾಃ. ಸಂಖ್ಯೆಯೇ ಇತಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸಂಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ನಾಮ ಕಿಂ ಇತಿ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಜ್ಞಾತವ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನಂಬರ್, ವೇರ್ ಎಸ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯೇಯ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಪರಿಚ್ಛೇದ್ಯಂ ಸಂಖ್ಯೇಯಂ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿನೋಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ನಂಬರ್. ಅ ನಂಬರ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಮೆಷರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಷರ್ಡ್, ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಪಲ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಸೇ ತ್ರೀ. ಸೊ ತ್ರೀ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಷರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಆಪಲ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ನಂಬರ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈದರ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಷರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ನಂಬರ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಗುಣ ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗುಣ, ಅ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಎನಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಯು ಟೇಕ್, ಸೇ ವೈಟ್, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವೈಟ್. ವೈಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಮ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೈಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೈಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾರಿ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೈಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಪೇಪರ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವೈಟ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದ್ರವ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾರಿ ಗುಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿಲಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ರವ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನಂಬರ್, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಓಕೆ, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಒನ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನಂಬರ್, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಒನ್ ವಾಟ್? ಒನ್ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಬುಕ್, ಒನ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್, ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ the matter which it qualifies. Okay, so guna is always a visheshana, it is qualifying something. You say white, white what? Okay, so there is a dravya which is qualified by the guna. So even in sankhya, so there is a dravya which is qualified by this number. Okay, there is sankhya is the number, and the dravya which is qualified by this number is called the sankhyeya. Okay, sankhya and sankhyeya, the difference is the difference between guna and dravya. Now the speciality of Sanskrit is number can indicate only itself, that is pure number, the quality, that is just a number, or it can indicate a dravya which is associated with it. Okay, it is not seen, I mean as far as I know it is not seen in the other languages, but we find that in Sanskrit. From 20. Okay, so I am taking some a bit from the Bala Manorama related to this sutra to just explain this thing about numbers. It's something interesting. I don't know if it is directly related. You just have to know what is Sankhyaya in that. So in the sutra, Sankhyaya means when it refers to a dravya. That is, it refers to something which is being measured. That is why if you look at the examples, so Upadashaha, it doesn't mean a number which is close to 10. It means some people or some things close to 10. That is, Upadashaha Agataha. So around 10 came. So it refers to people or it refers to things. Upadashaha Santi. So there are close to 10. What? There is something. The Vishesha depends on the context, but there is always something. Asana Vimshaha, Adura Trimshaha. Everywhere, it refers to Sankhyeya. That is, matter which is being counted by that number. Okay. So there is also cases where a number can refer to only a sankhya and not a sankhyaya. That is what is the difference in this sutra. Okay? So there is samasa only when the number which is there refers to a sankhyaya, a dravya, and not just to a number. So how do we have this list? Vimshatehe prak ekadi shabdaha sankheyeshu vartante vishesha lingascha. Before 20, that is numbers from 1 to 19, sankheyeshu vartante compulsorily indicates sankheya, that is something which is counted. So from 1 to 19, it never indicates a pure number. Okay, just indicates sankheya, something that is measured. And vishesha linga, they can have different lingas based on the vishesha. It is based on the dravya which they qualify. For example, ekaha balaha, eka balika, ekam phalam. There is a difference in gender, and eka always indicates a something which is one in number. Okay, does not indicate just the number one. Indicates something which is counted by the number one. Similarly, dvau purushau, dve mahile, dve pustake. There is a difference in lingas. Trayaha tisraha trini, chatvaraha chatasraha chatvari. In the first four, based on the linga, you find the difference in form. From 5 to 19, even though there is a linga bheda, we do not see rupa bheda. Okay, for that is pancha, pancha, pancha. So in all three lingas, the form will be the same. Okay, so there is linga bheda, vishesha linga, but the form will be the same. Okay, form will not change from 5. Dashadayaha nitya bahuvachanantaha is what the vyakhyana gives, but actually from 3 they are all nitya bahuvachanantas. Okay, eka shabdaha nitya eka vachanantaha, eka is always compulsorily eka vachananta. Dvishabdaha nitya dvivachanantaha, it is always only in dvivachana. And from 3 they are always bahuvachanas. 3 to 19 they are always bahuvachana. Okay, so that is one thing he says, dashadayaha, but it means always from 3 it is all nitya bahuvachananta. So there is one thing in eka, it is nitya ekavachananta only when it means a number. That is, when you are saying one something, it means it is compulsorily ekavachana. The word eka has other meanings also. So in those meanings it can have dvivachana and bahuvachana. For example, they say eke vidvamsaha. Okay, it is a prayoga which is frequently seen in the shastra also. They say ityeke. So there eka means some or few. Tasmin arthe eka shablase prayoga hasti, tasmin arthe bahuvachanam api bhavati. Eke vidvamsaha nama kechana vidvamsaha, a few scholars ityartha. Tasmin arthe eka shablase bahuvachanam bhavati. Kintu ekaha vidvan, if it means one scholar, so it means it is only ekavachana. I mean, it is not eke vidvamsaha is not showing respect for the vidvan. It does not mean one scholar told with respect. Okay, it means a few scholars. Their eka does not carry the sense of number. If you are indicating a number, it is compulsory ekavachananta. Ekam athava ekaha ityeva. So dvishabda is compulsorily dvivachananta, and 3 to 19 they are compulsorily bahuvachanantas. Okay. Now if you come to from 20, this is all about 1 to 19. Okay, first point, they always indicate sankhyaya, that is matter which is being counted. Second thing, the linga depends on the linga of the visheshya. Visheshyasya lingam anusrutya lingam bhavati. Vachanam prayena bahuvachanantaha nityam. Eka shabdaha nitya eka vachanantaha, dvishabdaha nitya dvivachanantaha, anye sarvepi nitya bahuvachanantaha. Okay, so this is about 1 to 19. So from 20 you find a different thing. Vimshatyadi shabdastu sankhyayam sankheyecha vartante. So from 20 it can either indicate sankheya, that is things which are being counted, or you also see their usage as pure numbers. Okay, say for example, vimshatihi brahmanaha means 20 brahmins. It is a usual prayoga. Vimshati is the visheshana. Okay, and you say 20 brahmins, it qualifies brahmanas. But brahmananam vimshatihi ityapi prayoga drishyate. the artha is the same, there are 20 Brahmins. But the prayoga, there is a difference. When you are saying Brahmananam Vimshatihi, Vimshati is the Visheshya, it is not the Visheshana. So Vimshatihi Brahmanaha Ityatra Visheshanakvam, it is qualifying a Dravya. But Brahmananam Vimshatihi, 20 of Brahmins, it could be of anything, 20 of boys or 20 of something. So Vimshati is Pradhana there. The number itself gets the importance. So that is what we call the Sankhya Vachakatva. There the word Vimshati is used to indicate pure number. The number 20. Related to what? Related to Brahmin. So we say Brahmananam Vimshatihi. Or if it is related to Balaka, we say Balakanam Vimshatihi. You see a Vyadhikarana Prayoga. Visheshana, if it is an adjective, it is always samanadhikarana, the same vibhakti, vimshatihi brahmanaha, vimshatya brahmanaihi, etc. So the linga and vachana will follow the visheshya. But here, we say brahmananam vimshatihi, 20 of brahmin. The brahmins are separate and the vimshati word refers to kevala sankhya, sankhya vachakatvam api asti. So we cannot use this from 1 to 19. You cannot say balanam trini or whatever. Okay. It can happen only from 20. That is prayoga vaishishtya. Why? I would say I don't know. I don't know why there is such a difference in prayoga, but there is. Okay. So vimshatyari shabdastu sankhyayam sankhyayesa vartante. Navati pariyantaha nitya strilingascha. So that is about the meaning is they can either indicate sankhya or sankhyaya. Linga, navati pariyantaha nitya strilingaha. So vimshati, trimshat, chatvarimshat, panchashat, shashtihi, saptatihi, ashitihi, navatihi. All these are compulsorily strilinga. Vimshatihi brahmanaha, vimshatihi naryaha, vimshatihi phalani. Whatever is the visheshya, the linga will not change. It is always strilinga. And Sankhyaye nityam ekavachanantaha. When they indicate a sankhyaya, when they refer to a dravya, they are compulsorily ekavachananta. Okay. Say vimshatihi brahmanaha. Brahmanaha is bahuvachana. But vimshati is ekavachana. Nitya ekavachanantaha. So 20 brahmins. 20 is plural. But vimshatihi ititu ekavachanam strilingam. It will not change. Like you had in say Trayaha, Tisraha, Trini, there is no change in form, there is no change in linga or vachana. Okay. It is always compulsorily ekavachana. Yes, till 99, I mean, you have Navati, so you say Navanavati, Eka Navati, all those are strilinga. Okay. So Shashtihi Gavaha is strilinga, 60 cows. So, the Visheshya Strilinga, but whatever we have, Shashtihi Balakaha, Shashtihi Phalani, everywhere the word Shashti is Strilinga and it is compulsory Ekavachananta, Navatihi Phalani, etc. You can use this in different Vibhaktis. Vachana is same. Say, for example, Vimshatya Brahmanaihi Agatam. Brahmanaha agachanti, Brahmanaihi agatam, athava Brahmanaihi patitam. Okay. Brahmanaihi patitam. If you want to add the adjective vimshati, it should be vimshatya Brahmanaihi patitam. Vimshati is strilinga, like mati. Matya iti vata vimshatya iti strilinge ekavachane eva bhavati. Vimshatya Brahmanaihi patitam. Shashtya gobhihi agatam, athava Shashtyaha Gavam Swami. He is the master of 60 cows. So Shashti, the word Shashti is always in Strilinga Ekavachana. Shashtehe Gavam Swami Athava Shashtyaha Gavam Swami. Similarly, Navati, etc. From 20 to 90, they are all compulsory Strilingas and Sankheye Nityam Ekavachanantaha. Yada vimshatyadihi sankhya tato dvi bahuvachane staha. This is when they are indicating a dravya. So now, if they indicate sankhya, a pure number, then prayoga is seen in dvivachana and bahuvachana also. ఇట్ ఇస్ స్టిల్ కంపల్సరీ స్త్రీలింగ బట్ ద్వివచనం అపి భవతి బహువచనం అపి భవతి. ఉదాహరణార్థం గవాం ద్వే వింశతి, టూ ట్వంటీస్ ఆఫ్ కౌస్. ద్వే వింశతి ఇస్ 40, సో టూ గ్రూప్స్ ఆఫ్ 20. Why do you say it as Dve Vimshati? There are two groups of 20. Or you can also, it's just a way of putting, so it can be, it means 40. Okay, Dve Vimshati, Yatra Vimshati hi, Vimshati Vimshatayaha. So, Dvivachanam Bhavati. Evam, Gavam Tisraha Vimshatayaha, means 60 cows. Okay, so there, it is just referring to a number. Even though the meaning is finally the same, it is 60 cows, but the way of expressing it is different. Here, it refers to 60, the number 60 as related to cows. Okay, so 60 is not directly a visheshana to cow or go shabda. So, yada vimshatyadis sankhya tato dvi bahuvachane staha. So, this is the pankti from the Amarakosha which summarizes it very beautifully. It says, వింశత్యాద్యాః సదైకత్వే సంఖ్యాః సంఖ్యాః. ఓకే, వింశత్యాద్యాః ఫ్రమ్ 20 సంఖ్యాః ద నంబర్స్ సదా ఏకత్వే, దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ ఏకవచన. సంఖ్యేయ సంఖ్యయోః దే క్యాన్ బి దేర్ టు మీన్ బోత్ సంఖ్యేయ అండ్ సంఖ్యా, దట్ ఇస్ ద నంబర్ అండ్ ద ద్రవ్య matter which is counted by that number. They can mean both. Sankhyarthe dvibahutve staha. When it means just a number, you can have both dvivachana and bahuvachana also. Otherwise, it is sadaikatva, always ekavachana. Tasucha anavatehe striyaha. Anavatehe, that is till 90, they are all strilingas. Whether they have three vachanas or single vachana, they are compulsorily strilinga. Before 20, that is from 1 to 19, they are visheshyanigna, that is the linga depends on the visheshya, whereas the vachana is compulsory bahuvachana. From 100, okay, they are all compulsorily napumsakalingas. Shatam, sahasram, ityadini, sarvada, napumsakalingani. Okay, so they are like vimshati, they can either mean sankhya or sankheya. If they mean sankhya, they can have all three vachanas. If they mean sankhyeya, it is ekavachana only. Shatam brahmanaha ityeva. And they are all napumsakalinga. From shata, sahasra, whatever you go. Till infinity, the numbers are all napumsakalingas. From 20 to 90, it is strilinga. Before that, it is visheshyanigna. That is about the linga. About the vachana, from 3 to 19, it is compulsorily bahuvachana. After 20, it is compulsory ekavachana. If they are referring to sankhyeya. Sankhyavachakatvetu sarvani vachanani bhavanti. And 1 to 19 cannot have sankhyeya vachakatva. They are always, they cannot have sankhya. They do not indicate a pure number. They are always visheshanas, that is qualifiers to a particular dravya. From Vimshati, you can have both kinds of prayogas. Brahmananam shatam, shatam brahmanaha. Both prayogas are seen. This is just something general about numbers, which I felt was important for any student of grammar to know. And it is important to know about the vachana for prayoga. Okay, when you are using it, it's very important to remember this and use it. Especially, in Prathama Vibhakti, we probably use it to, probably correctly. But in other vibhaktis, usage of sankhya is not found as in. Very few people use it correctly. Okay. Because this it is confusing initially. But once we understand it, we will be able to use numbers more freely. Any questions? Okay, we'll go to the next sutra of Bahuvrihi Samasa. Bahuvrihi Vidhayakam Sutra Dvayam Adhitam. Anekavanya Padarthe, Sankhya Vyasanna Duradhika Sankhyaha, Sankhyaye. Tritiyam Sutra Masti, Dingnamani Antarale. Very simple and straightforward Samasa. Dingnamani, the names of directions. Antarale Vatshe. Antarala is the direction between the directions. That is, you have the four main directions. Purva, Dakshina, Pashchima and Uttara. In between them, what you have, the southeast, southwest, etc. They are called the Antarala. The between, directions in between. So, Dishanamani, Antarale Vatshe, Pragvat, Nama Samasyante, Saha Bahuvrihihi, Ityarthaha. Dishonamani, the names of directions. Just a moment. So, Dishonamani Antarale Vatche Pragvat. The names of directions. When the Samasa indicates an Antarala, that is the direction in between, they undergo Samasa to form, and that is Bahuvrihi. Dakshinasyascha Purvasyascha Dishaha Yad Antaralam. So, the direction in between Dakshina, the south, and Purva, the east. So, Dakshina Purva. Dakshina Purva is obviously south east. It is neither south nor east. Okay, why Dakshina Purva? It is the one which is in between Dakshina and Purva. So it refers to the Agneyi, the direction which is known as Agneyi. Namagrahanat Yaugikanam Na. Okay, so that is all about the Dingamani. You can have it as Uttara Purva, Uttara Pashchima, whatever. The four Antaralas. So it is a Bahuvrihi Samasa. Now, Namagrahanat, it says Ding Namani Antarale, the names of directions. Therefore, Yogika Nam Na. So, Yogika means, there are words like Aindri, what I said, Agneyi. So, why is it called Agneyi? It belongs to Agni. Okay, that is, Agni is the ruler of that direction. That is why it is called Agneyi. Similarly, the east can be called as Aindri. Indrasya Iyam, it belongs to Indra, because Indra is the Dikpalaka for that direction. That will be east. Similarly, Kuberasya Iyam Kauveri, Kubera is for the north. So these words, they are called Yaugika, that is because of the derivation or etymology. Indrasya Iyam iti yogena purvadika ityarthagamyate. Swayam Aindri ityasya purvadika ityarthanasti. Okay. So, Aindri can be anything that belongs to Indra. It need not be a direction. So, when we use it as a direction, it means Purva. Okay. So, Indra Sambandha, Kubera Sambandha, Cha Pravartaha, Yogikaha Eva, Na Rudhaha. It is not Rudha in that sense. That is, Aindri does not compulsorily mean the eastern direction. Whereas the word Purva means the east always. It is Rudha. Whereas Aindri, based on the etymology, it can be anything that belongs to Indra. It can also be the direction. So, such words, Aindri, Kauberi, are not considered here. Only, Ding Namani, Yogikanam Nabhavati, Yani Namani, Arthat, Purva, Dakshina, Pashchima, Uttara. So, Ittetesameva Bhavati, Samasaha, Natu, Yogikanam, Shabdanam. So, you cannot say, Aindriyaha, Kauberiyaha, Yadantaralam. So, that sense will not be conveyed by the samasa. So, Dakshina Purva, Uttara Purva, Ityadayaha, Eva Samasaha, Sadhavaha. So, Aindriyashtya, Kauberiyashtya, Antaralam, Dika, iti Vyastam Prayogaha, Eva Bhavitum Arhati. You can only use them separately. But you cannot combine those words in a samasa to convey this sense. There is a question here. Sometimes is Dakshina used to mean east? As far as I know, no. As in, I'm not seeing the word Dakshina to mean east. It has other meanings. Dakshina, it means somebody who is very generous or somebody who is very shy. So there are other words which are given by the word Dakshina. But it means the right. It can mean the right. Okay. But in direction, as far as I know, it means only the south. Do you have any prayoga where it means east? I have not seen any such usage. Yeah, it means right. Yes. It can mean right. Dakshina and Vama means right and left. That is there. Okay. Why is it called Dakshina? Is also because of the same as in. You face the sun and then it is to the right. That is the south. That is why it is the Dakshina. And it has come to be mean right and left also. But yeah, that is there. So there was another question. Purva Dakshina Bhavitum Arhativa. Purvasya Ashta Dakshinasya Ashta Disho Yadantaralam. Well, I don't have a reason to say no. I mean, I cannot think of any rule here which says which is the Purva Nipata, but the Rupa seems to be Dakshina Purva. I have never. Purva Dakshina seems instinctively wrong. But why is it not possible? I'll look it up and let you know if there is any rule regarding Purva Nipata here. Because it just says Dinnamani, so both are Prathama Nirdishta. So both should be this. So, yeah, as Priya says, we say southeast and we do not say east south, even though it means the same. So probably it could be Rudhi, that we say Dakshina Purva and not Purva Dakshina. But why? As in, is there a rule on Purva Nipata? I am not sure. It is always the forms are Uttara Purva, Dakshina Purva. Or Purvottara, I don't know. Or Purva Dakshina definitely seems wrong. But as I said, it is just instinctive. I look up and see if there is a rule regarding Purva Nipata here. Tatra tenedamiti sarupe is the next sutra for Bahuvrihi Samasa. Tatra tena idam iti sarupe. It's a very vague sutra. It says tatra means saptamyanta. So tena is tritiyanta. Idam, what is this idam? So they, by vyakhyana, we say idam yuddham pravrattam. Okay. So it always refers to a yuddha. Okay. Sarupe, the same words. Okay. So two similar words or the same words repeated twice will combine in this. So saptamyante grahana vishaye sarupe pade. Grahana means to hold. You will understand when we see the example. Similarly, tritiyante cha praharana vishaye sarupe pade. Two similar words. If it is in saptamyanta and they mean grahana, that is to take hold of. Or two similar words. In tritiyanta, in praharana vishaya, when they refer to the weapon, okay, or something to hit with. So, grahana vishaye sarupe pade, idam yuddham pravrittam ityarthe. So, when they convey the sense of idam yuddham pravrittam, this fight took place, ityarthe samasyete, karmavyatihare jyotye, and there is also the additional sense of karmavyatihara. Karmavyatihara is where it is what we call something like vice versa. That is, okay, I'll look at the example first. Kesheshu kesheshu grihitva idam yuddham pravrattam is one of the famous examples of this sutra. Kesheshu kesheshu grihitva, holding in the hair. Karma vyatihara means the person A takes catches hold of the other's hair of B and B catches hold of A. So when there is paraspara action, that is one referring to the other and the other referring to this. Okay. So, each other action taking, which is done by both with respect to each other is called karma vyatihara. So that is given by, that is a bahuvrihi. Iti shabdadayam vishaya vishesha labhyate. So tatra tena idam iti. So that iti is interpreted with all this. Okay. So all these conditions are not given in the sutra itself. That is given by the prayoga. This is how prayoga is seen. Okay. So kesheshu kesheshu grihitva idam yuddham pravrittam. So the word kesha, which is in saptami. So you have kesha su. Kesha su is the samasa. Zihitva idam yuddham pravrittam. Whatever is the additional meaning is conveyed by the samasa. Okay. It is bahuvrihi. So you will have kesha kesha. Kesha su kesha su. If you delete the word, you will have kesha kesha. That is not the final samasta pada. There is some prakriya involved here. Similarly, dandaishta dandaishta prahritya idam yuddham pravrittam. So a fight which took place by each hitting the other with a danda. Danda is a stick. So dandaihi dandaihi prahritya. Tritiyante praharana vishaye. So if it is tritiya, it means a weapon. If it is saptami, it is to catch hold of. So dandaishta dandaishta prahritya iram yuddham pravrittam. So you have two words danda. Same words. It cannot be two different words. Same word, the tritiya. Danda bhis, danda bhis. The pratyaya is deleted, you have danda, danda. So what happens next? Anyesham api drishyate, dirghaha ityanu vartate. So there is a rule, 63137. So, dhalope purvasya dirghonaha ityataha, dirghaha ityanu vartate. So it tells a dirgha. Ichi karmavyatihare vahuvrihau purvapadantasya dirghaha. So there is an ich samasantaha vakshyate. So there is a samasanta which is added to this samasa which is called ich. Okay? So ich karma vyatihare itteva sutram. So karma vyatihara, that is this samasa when it is a paraspara karma. So there is, we add a samasanta called ich. So when followed by ich, the purva pada gets dirgha. Okay? So that is the thing now. Anesham api drishyate ityanena dirghaha. Ich karma vyatihare ityanena samasantaha. Adau samasantaha. Tataha purvapadasya dirghaha. You have kesha kesha e. Ich iti samasantaha. Purvapadasya dirghaha. So you have kesha kesha e. Yasya tita ityanena akarasya lope. Kesha keshi iti samastam padam. Okay, the final word will be kesha keshi. Now for this you add sup pratyaya. Now tishthadgu prabhritishu ich pratyayasya paathat avyayi bhavatvam avyayatvam cha. We had a rule, we saw it in the avyayi bhava samasa itself. Tishthadgu prabhritini cha. So words in the tishthadgu gana are treated as avyayi bhavas. So now this ich, the samasanta pratyaya itself is told under the tishthadgu gana. Okay. So because of this, the samasa also happens to be avyayi bhava. It is a bahuvrihi. Kesha keshi iti bahuvrihi samasaha. It is also avyayi bhava. The prayojana of being avyayi bhava is it is an avyaya. So, tishthadgu prabhritishu ich pratyayasya paathat avyayi bhavatvam avyayatvam cha. Because it is an avyayi bhava, avyayi bhavascha ityanena avyayam bhavati. So, let's look at the prakriya. Kesheshu kesheshu grihitva idam yuddham pravrittam. So, etattu laukika vigrahamakyam. Alaukika vigrahamakye, kesha, su, kesha, su. Tatra tenedam iti sarupe, iti sutrena samasaha. Samase krate, ich karma vyatihare, ityanena ich samasantaha. Kesha, su, I. Krittadhita samasashtra, ityanena pratiparikattvam. Subodhata pratiparikayoho, iti subluk. Kesha, I. Yuspi. So, anyesham api drishyate ityanena ichi pare. So, when followed by ich, purvapadasya dirghaha. So, kesha kesha i. Yasya ticha ityanena akarasya lope. Kesha keshi. Now, tishtadgu prabhritinija ityanena avyayi bhavatvam. So, there is a typing error. So, this is an avyayi bhavatva. Because of it, avyayi bhavascha ityanena avyayatvam bhavati. So, avyayam bhavati chet kim? Su pratyaya kriyate, kesha keshi su, tataha avyayad aap supaha ityanena supaha luk. The sup will be deleted because it is an avyaya. Avyayat aap supaha, supaha luk. So the form will finally be kesha keshi. It refers to a yuddha. It is an avyaya. Kesha keshi is an avyaya and it refers to a yuddha or a fight which took place. I mean, it's a severe fight ityarthaha. It's not literally tearing at each other's hair. So there's a question, why not keshaihi? Kesha is not a weapon. You can have tritiyanta when it means a weapon. Okay. So the sutrartha says, saptamyarthe grahana vishaye. You catch hold of each other's hair and fight. Tritiyante praharana vishaye. If it is a praharana or a weapon, we use tritiyanta. I mean, it is tritiyanta because it is a karana, basically. If you look at the Vigraha Makya itself, we will know why it is Saptami and why is it Tritiya. So this is Kesha, Kesha Keshi. Similarly, if you have Dandaishya, Dandaishya Prahritya. So beating each other with a stick. So you are fighting. So it is Danda, Dandi. Same. Danda, Danda, E. So Danda, Danda, E. Danda, Dandi. It's an avyaya. So the Supratya is deleted. So it becomes Danda, Dandi. Mushti, mushti. So it is not always akara. There is a general tendency to use it as mushta, mushti, which is wrong. It is mushti, mushti. Mushti bhihi, prahatya idam yuddham pravrittam. Right? By beating each other with the fists. Fight. So mushti, mushti. The pura padantasya dirghe. Mushti, mushti. Iti rupam. Okay. So agrimam sutram asti. Okay, there are a couple of questions here. So, danda dandi ityatrapi tishtadgu prapriti nicha. Yes, it is given for the each samasanta itself. So, any word which ends in the samasanta. The question was, will tishtadgu prapriti nicha apply even in case of danda dandi? It applies to all examples of this rule because the samasanta itself is given under the tishtadgu gana. So, all examples will have the samasanta and will be avyayas. Or gunaha, iti agrimam sutram. Ohu gunaha. Ohu means ukarantasya. Yatha shambhu ityasya shambhoho. Tatha u ityasya ohu. So uvaranantasya bhasya gunahasyat taddhite. Avadeshaha bahu bahavi. The example he is trying to do is bahu bhihi prahritya idam yuddham pravrittam. Wrestling, where you with the arms, fight with the arms. Bahu bhihi prahritya. Or you can have here as bahushu bahushu grihitva. Okay, you don't you hold each other in the arms and you fight. So that is probably a better meaning for wrestling because. I looked it up. So either way, bahu, bahu is the rule. So if you do the dhirgha for the purapadanta, it will be bahu, bahu, e. It is sthite, uvaranantasya bhasya gunahasyat. So there is guna for the u. So it becomes bahu, bahu, e. Bahu, bahu, e. So or gunaha ityanena gune, bahu, bahu, e. Echoyavaya vaha ityanena avadeshe, bahu, bahavi. Iti rupam. So it is a fight, a wrestling, where you fight with the arms. So these are all examples of this. So there is a thing by Priya. So yeah, she says in the Raghu Kaumudi, the Kashika says that Purva Dakshina etc. is also possible by the Sutra. And that Purva Dakshina is used in Markandeya Purana. Possibly. So both ways are possible. So Dakshina Purva and Purva Dakshina. But Dakshina Purva is the usage most commonly seen. So he says in the Markandeya Purana we also see an example of Purva Dakshina. So anyway, it is to say that it is not, I mean, either thing can have Purva Nipata because there is nothing which decides it. So you can have uttara purva or purvottara. Similarly, paschimottara or uttara paschima, both ways. Okay. So that is one question cleared. Thank you, Priya. Now, this is or gunaham. Or oth iti vaktavye. Gunoktihi samyapurvako vidhihi anityaha iti jnapayitum. Tena swayambhuvaha ityadi siddham. So there is something which is related to this sutra, or gunaha, not directly related to the samasa. So, why does Panini say or gunaham? Okay. Guna, that is a guna for ukara, is always okara. So, he could have directly told, ohu oth. That is for ukara, you have okara as the adesha. It is easy to say than to say ohu gunaha. If you say guna, it will still turn out to be okara because of antaratam. Yeah? So, why not directly say or oth? Orot iti vaktavye gunoktihi or gunaha iti gunagrahanam samyapurvako vidhihi anityaha iti jnapayitum. There is a paribhasha which says samyapurvakaha vidhihi. A vidhi which uses a samnya, which is told using a samnya, is anitya. It is not compulsory. I mean, there are some cases where it might not apply. So here, if he had said orot, that is ukarasya ukaro bhavati iti te sarvatra bhaved iti bhavati nityam iti syat kintu or gunaha iti uktatvat swayambhuvaha ityadi siddham. You have swayambhuvaha idam. Swayambhu ityasmat an pratyaha kriyate tasyedam ityanena tadhite shvachamadehe ityanena adivruddhihi swayambhu a. Now this is ukara. Or gunaha ityanena gune krite swayambho a swayambhava iti bhavet. Kintu rupam kim bhavati? Swayambhuva iti bhavati. Ajishnudhatu bhrumam voho iyang uvangav ityanena uvangi krite swayambhuva ityanena ityeva rupam bhavati swayambhava iti na bhavati. Or gunaha ityasya anityatvat because samyapurvakaha vidhihi anityaha. A vidhi which is told giving a samnya or using a samnya is anitya. So because it is anitya, you can have, there are some forms which do not do the guna, which use an uvang, and therefore we have forms like swayambhuva. Okay. So it is anitya does not mean it is optional. It means there are some cases where it might not apply. So forget this, I mean this is not related to this. We are now in the sutra, tatra tenedam iti sarupe. Tatra sarupe iti kim? Halena musalena. Both words should be the same. Mushtibhihi mushtibhihi prahatya. Dandaihi prahatya. Samanam syat. If it is different, halena musalena prahatya, tada samasaha na bhavati. So there is no samasa in that case. So that is the fourth rule of Bahurihi Samasa. Anekamanya padarthe sankhyaya vyaya sannadura adhika sankhyaha sankhyaye tatra tene damiti, sorry, dingamanya antarale tatra tene damiti sarupe. Four, the last sutra, the fifth and the last sutra for Bahurihi Samasa is tena saheti tulya yoge. Chattvari padani santi tena saha iti tulya yoge. Tulya yoge vartamanam saha ityetat tritiyantena prangvat. So saha iti avyayam, the avyaya saha will combine with a tritiyanta. So with saha you will always have tritiyanta, right? Ramena saha, sitaya saha, etc. So tulya yoge vartamanam. Tulya yoga ha nama yugapat kalika kriya yoga ha. So it is associated with a kriya happening together. Simultaneous action. Iti atte. So saha ityeta tritiyantena samasyate. Sa bahuvrihihi. Putrena saha agataha. He came along with the son. So that is yugapatkalika kriya. The son comes and whoever comes along with the son also comes at the same time. So putrena saha agataha nama pita ityeva jnayate. So putrena saha agataha ityarthe. Saha ityeta putra iti tritiyantena saha samasaha. Saha su putra ta. ತೇನ ಸಹೇತಿ ತುಲ್ಯ ಯೋಗೇ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಸುಬೋಧಾತು ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕ ಯೋಹ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಸುಬ್ಲುಕಿ ಸಹ ಪುತ್ರ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಸಹ ಪುತ್ರ ಆಗತಃ, ಸೊ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್. ನೌ ವೋಪಸರ್ಜನಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಮಸ್ತಿ, ವಾ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಪದದ್ವಯಂ. ಸಹಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಯಾಮ್ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಸಹಸ್ಯ ಸಹ, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸಹ ಇಸ್ ರೀಪ್ಲೇಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಸ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನಸ್ಯ, ಉಪಸರ್ಜನಂ ಅಸ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸರ್ವೇ ಅವಯವಾಃ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ ಭೂತಃ, ಆಲ್ ದ ಅವಯವಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸ. ಇನ್ ಅ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ ಆಲ್ ಪದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅನ್ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಗೌಣಾರ್ಥ ಜೆಸೆ ರಾಜ್ಯ ಪುತ್ರ, ಪುತ್ರ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಂ ರಾಜನಿತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಅಪ್ರಧಾನ್ಯಂ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಸೇ ಉತ್ತರ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ. ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿಸ್ತು ಅನ್ಯ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅವಯವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ಉಪಸರ್ಜನ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹೇ ಅವಯವಸ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ಯಾದ್ ವಾ. So, in a bahuvrihi samasa, the saha, davya saha, is optionally replaced by sa. So, putrena saha, nama, saputraha, sahaputrova, agataha. So, we have both forms. Putrena saha agataha ityatra, sahaputraha agataha, athava saputraha agataha. So, both things are fine. The samasa is tena saheti tulya yoge. The adesha is by vopasarjanasya. Tulya yoga vachanam prayikam. So it says tulya yoga. That is, it should be compulsorily associated with action. That is, both things should be simultaneously associated with action. But that is prayikam. That is just a general rule. So sakarmakaha. It is the karmana saha vidyate. It is sakarmakaha. That which is along with a karma. Okay? It just means vidyamana karmakaha. It does not mean that sakarmaka is a dhatu, right? Sakarmakaha dhatuhu. It does not mean the dhatu always comes with a karma. The dhatu can exist along with itself. Vidyamana karmakaha. It just means it can have a karma. The karma exists. Ityarthe sakarmakaha iti prayogaha. Tatra tulya yogaha nasti. There is no kriya in which the karma and the dhatu are together associated. Just means the karma is there, can be there for that dhatu. Salomakaha means he who has hairs, lot of hairs. Ityarthe lomabhihi saha ityarthe salomakaha iti prayogaha. In all these cases you don't see tulya yoga, but the samasa will still happen. The word saha will combine with a tritiyanta. Prakritya ashishi. So this is related to vopasarjanasya. That is, saha is replaced by sa. Prakritya ashishi, if it is an ashirarthaka, saha shabdaha prakritya asyat, means it will stay as it is in its original form. That is, it is not replaced by sa, ashishi, if benediction is indicated. Swasti rajnye saha putraya saha matyaya. Rajnye swasti, so let the king be well, along with his sons, along with his ministers. So this is a benediction. So, in a benediction, we don't use saputraya or samatyaya. We say sahaputraya rajnye, sahamatyaya rajnye, swasti. Ago vatsa haleshu iti vachyam. So, in this rule itself, there is a vartika which says, ago vatsa hala. For go, vatsa and hala, this rule does not apply. That is, we can have the sadesha. Prakritya Shishi says there will not be sadesha if it is ashirarthaka. Ago vatsa haleshu. Arthat, go shabde sadeshaha bhavati. Sagave rajne swasti. Savatsaya rajne swasti. Sahalaya rajne swasti. So for these three words, we do see the sadesha. For the others, it is always saha. Okay, so this is seen in benedictions. But generally, vopasarjanasya, since it is optional, we can either have sahaputraha or saputraha. Okay. So that is about bahuvrihi samasa vidhayaka sutras, the sutras which give bahuvrihi samasa. There are five, the most important and the most seen rule, the one which applies most is anekamanya padarthe. So probably 90% of bahuvrihi samasa is covered by that. There are specific examples in others. Anekamanya padarthe sankhya vyaya sanna dura adhika sankhya sankhyeye dingamani antarale tatra tene damiti sarupe tena saheti tulya yoge. Five sutras which cover the entire bahuvrihi samasa. So there is no other sutra or this which gives bahuvrihi samasa. Vidhayakam sutram nasti, but there are other karyas which happen within a bahuvrihi samasa which we have to see. The first karya which we will see is the pumvadbhava, which we skipped. This is a section which we skipped in between. So this rule is given in the Siddhanta Kaumudi after anekamanya padarthe and before sankhya vyaya sanna. Okay, he goes a deviation into the entire pumvadbhava prakarana. So I thought I'll cover the samasa vidhayaka sutras first, so then we'll come back to this pumvadbhava prakarana. We'll see this in the next class. Okay. Any questions? Okay. स्मृत्रेण नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.